Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So I would like to share our team's findings on Asian Americans' perceptions of clinical trials. Oops. How can I get back one slide? Okay. Yeah, my name is Helen M, and I have no personal financial relationships to disclose. Okay, here's my co-author. That's my teammates, Dr. Michael Green and Edwin Chanchas-Sicker and Dr. Song. And Mr. Wecker is our community partner. And Suhan is also our community partner, and Dr. Karen Kim. So clinical trials are an important part of improving quality of healthcare. And we know that we have about 30% of racial minority population in our general populations. But yet, according to multiple study, there's only 18% of minority participant in the clinical trials. And the impact of clinical trials research may be limited by low participation of racial ethnic minority populations, especially we are talking about precision medicine now. And although NIH mandates inclusion of minority in federally funded clinical trials, but their guidelines do not set a benchmark for minority accrual. So also Asian American identities represented majority of any U.S. ethnic groups in clinical trials. For example, in a meta-analysis of 30 years of minority participation in randomized controlled trials for cardiovascular disease, only 11 out of the 45 trials they identified, it's only 24% reported participants' race. And only four trials study reported including Asian Americans. And the range of that four trials is between 1.4 to 5%. And we know that Asian American, according to the 2010 census, make up 5.6%. And Asian Americans also are the fastest growing population, even slightly outpaced Hispanic populations. And according to a projection from the Census Bureau, by 2013, Asian American will also make up about 9% of the population. So several common barriers to participation of minority in clinical trials has been identified in several studies. For the researcher, one is lack of knowledge about the cultural differences among African minorities. So what is different between Asian Americans and also African Americans or Hispanic, and also within the minority, the ethnic subgroups, like in Asian Americans, especially we know that we have earlier you heard about they have Filipinos, they have Japanese, they have Chinese, they have Korean, so there's multiple subgroups there. So it may be a little bit hard for the researcher to know that what is the distinguished difference between this group. Is it Asian American, Chinese is represented Asian Americans, how they differ between Chinese and Japanese. And also, recruitment of minority can require additional investment of time and resource, especially you need to develop linguistic, cultural, sensitive materials, and especially think about the translation. If you recruit Asian Americans to the clinical trials, and you may need to translate to the Lao, to the Cambodian, translate to Chinese, to Korean, to Japanese. So it can be time-consuming and also resource-consuming. And also, one thing is lack of the cultural sensitive strategies to obtain consent and also retain the participants once they enrolled in the clinical trials. and the drop away may be higher for the minority because they don't understand how to engage with them to maintain the them in the cohort. And also for the participant, it's obvious some psychosocial issues. For general, it's like mistrust, fear, and lack of confidence, and this pretty much is a well-known practice. And also some of the logistical concerns like conflicts of their schedule, transportation, and child care, and also lack of knowledge about clinical trials. When we talk about lack of knowledge, I think there's two things. One is, what is clinical trials itself? And the other is, where can I find a clinical trial? As if through my primary physicians, or I need to go to the big university cancer center to obtain it. So I think when we look at knowledge, we need to think about clinical trial itself and also the knowledge about our ability. And also little is known about the factors influence Asian Americans' participation in clinical trials. And earlier when I mentioned all these barriers, it's pretty much for the general population, especially focusing on the biggest minority groups like African Americans and Hispanic. But for Asian American, it's little it has been studied. And the purpose of this study is to understand Asian Americans' perception of clinical trial and their willingness to participate in a clinical trial. So we hope that from our finding to inform culturally sensitive strategies to improve recruitment and retention of Asian American in clinical trials. So the method is this study is a cross-sectional design with a purposeful based on age and sex. So we, as young as some folks is between 30 and 40, we'll collect 25%, and then another cohort is from 40 to 50, and then 50 and 60, and then 60 above, and we have a set portion for that. And also we plan to have the gender is pretty much 60 and 40. We know that women live longer, so we assign 60% for the females and about 40% for male. And the survey instrument was translated into 6 languages, as the Kuma, Chinese, Korean, Vietnamese, Lao, and Hodu, and back translate back to English. And also it has been go through our task force community is CBOs from the Asian communities. So they get up feedback, and all the questions, the wording is cultural relevant or not. So we get the input from the leadership too. And we conduct a survey among 7 Asian communities in Chicago, the Cambodian, Chinese, Filipino, Korean, Lao, South Asian, and Vietnamese. And a total of 470 individuals completed their survey. Here is our results, and here is the basic demographic characteristics. Ethnic subgroup here is Cambodian, we have 50 surveys, and Chinese we have 55, and Filipinos we have 67. We have 2 Korean community, one in the suburban and one in the city, so their total is 121. Although they seems our portion, but at the end we are looking at the percentage, so the denominator is the same. And South Asian is 49, and Vietnamese we have 58. Here is the sample characteristics. We have total 470 sample, and 59% is female, pretty much the same as what we target. And the age, the average age is 56 years, and the standard deviation is 12 years. And 98% born in Asia, and and the average years in the U.S. is 20 years, and the standard deviation is 12 years. And education less than 9 years is 32%. And English speaking, and they self-report at least average is 62%. and English reading at least average level or better is 64%. Okay, here's our test results. We are looking at, this is the statement, and they agree, strongly disagree, or not sure or disagree. We just presented one that have agreed or strongly agree. When we ask them, participating in clinical trial can be expensive. The red bar indicate is the overall. Pretty much half of the respondents say that, yeah, it can be expensive. But what we need to point out here is that 7 subgroups, we can see a significant subgroup difference there. For Korean, Filipinos, and South Asian, even Chinese, they pretty much consider it's a higher education and, you know, and in this country longer. But the last three group, Cambodian, Laotian, and Vietnamese, they are grouped as Southeast Asian. They come to this country is in different history. They come to this country with as a refugees, and they also have education level most and a lower education level compared to the Chinese or South Asian, and they also their language barrier, especially English proficiency is different from Filipinos or Korean or South Asian. So for the Southeast Asian, they think, yeah, participate in the clinical trial can be very expensive, because almost 80% that agree with this statement. And clinical trials can be harm you physically and mentally. That's the negative side of the clinical trial. Again, only one third, overall only one third think so. But again, if you look at the subgroup difference, yes, Cambodian and Vietnamese, they tend to think that, yeah, almost half that it can be harmful, their clinical trials. And talk about the language is a barrier, so I don't speak and read English well, so I can't participate in clinical trials. So overall, it's a one-third think that, yeah, that can be true. But again, if you look at that, for Filipinos, they speak English, they have a high English proficiency, so that is not a problem for them. And even with Korean and South Asian, and Chinese always in the middle, don't know. And then, but for the Southeast Asian, we can see that Cambodian and Vietnamese, yeah, they have a low literacy of English proficiency on this group, and that can be a big barrier for them. So when we ask in my community, people don't know about the clinical trials. So average is pretty much half, they think about that, and it is also from our in-deep interview with our CPO leadership. Yeah, clinical trials is not that popular or a topic that we always educate our committee members. And that may be why, you know, because researchers always avoid going into the community to recruit the Asian population. So if they don't plan to recruit the Asian population, why go in and tell and educate them what is clinical trials? So that is a little bit, maybe the education is not equally received the same education as other subgroup or other minority. So again, in the committee, we can see that the South Asian committee is surprisingly high agree that in their committee, people don't know about it, and they are considered the higher education level of the Asians, and also with Cambodian, Vietnamese, and Chinese. So the only two group think that their committee know about clinical trial really well is the Korean and Filipinos. So people, when I ask if I'm not sick, I will not consider participating in a clinical trial. So average overall is only 28%. Again, we can see there's subgroup difference there. So one interesting with the Southeast is the Laotian. So why it's so low? One thing is in Chicago, the law committee is kind of different from the all other committee. They are located in a suburban area, and they also split out. So one thing is we can think about, are they more agriculture to the mainstream healthcare system than other? Because they are split out, but for the Chinese, they have a Chinatown, they are coastal. For even Vietnamese and Cambodian, they live in a Thai community. So when we ask clinical trials help advance medical knowledge and improve treatment, so now they know the benefit of clinical trials. And there's no subgroup difference. Even though with the Southeast Asian, they have all these negative thoughts about clinical trials, they're expensive, and they may harm you, but they also understand that clinical trials can help advance medical knowledge and also improve treatment. They know the benefit. So, and cause there's no significant difference here. Overall, it's 87%. So, when asked and talk about clinical trial can benefit to my community, and most of them strongly feel that yes, they are beneficial to the community. Again, you didn't see any subgroup difference, even though some of the group at the beginning they have all this negative. They're expensive, they can be harmed, but look at Cambodian, the Lao, and the Vietnamese, they still under 88, 87, and 85%. And clinical trial provide patients with an opportunity to try new treatment. Again, we see they highly agree with that, and there's no subgroup difference, so people know the benefit of the clinical trials. So now all patients receive the new treatment in, not all patients receive the new treatment in clinical trial. At this, they are a little bit on 50-50, and we see a lot of difference there. So I think one thing is they know, some people know that there's a placebo, a control arm, and also a treatment arm. But they still have a little bit doubt on that statement. If I know more about clinical trials, I will consider participating when asked. So it's pretty much two-thirds, more than two-thirds, 70% overall. And you can see that not really is a good difference, especially it's surprisingly in Vietnamese. They think it's expensive, they think it can be harmful, but they're willing to do it when give the opportunity and ask about it. So the conclusion is there were significant subgroup differences in cost. When we talk about cost, it's the financial cost and also physical cost, for example, body harm or mentally harm, language barrier, knowledge, and timing factors that when I'm sick or when I'm not sick. Most participants across all subgroups agree that clinical trials help advance medicine and improve treatment, benefit their communities, and provide opportunity to try new treatment. Although most participants acknowledge the benefit of clinical trials, and only about 70% would consider participation when being asked. An implication for practice, one thing as we move to the era of precision medicine, successfully recruit and retain minority in clinical trials has ever been more important, especially in the Asian American, when we are the fastest growing populations. Asian Americans equally appreciate the benefits of clinical trials can bring. So they know the benefit. They are not lack of knowledge or distrust. So understand the perception of Asian American and clinical trials allow us for the development of culturally tailored and sensitive strategies to increase recruitment and retention. So here is our partner community organizations. And this study is funded by Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, and is under the PI Karen Kim. Thank you.
We have a few minutes for questions. Anyone have a question for Dr. Lam?
Yeah. seems like with the survey that you developed for the South Asian community, you've translated it into Urdu, but the South Asian community is sort of more heterogeneous beyond just speaking that one language.
Yeah,
issues of having language barriers with those who didn't speak Urdu as a primary language?
We have Hangul too. So we have also have multilingual Asian interpreter there, and they also have English. And pretty much when we do the survey, it looks like I would say more than 2/3 ask for English version for South Asian. Yeah, they prefer English version than Urdu or Hindi.
Anyone else? Okay. Thank you very much, Dr. Lam. This concludes our session. I just wanted to thank you for coming. I think what I was really struck with in terms of all four presentations was the really community orientation of some very, very sophisticated and pressing issues, everything from mental health, colorectal cancer, clinical trials. These are not easy issues. I think if there's any takeaway that I have is that this kind of community-based approach is the way you have to do it, right, to tackle these really pressing issues. I want to thank our panelists for presenting and congratulate them on their work. And again, to urge you, if you're available at 7 o'clock, to please join the Asian Pacific Islander Caucus at their business meeting in S106A. Have a great evening. Okay.